Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex out on assignment in Dallas. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. And we are now joined by Catherine Austin Fitz. Oh, no, we don't have her on yet. She'll be on in just a moment. She is the founder and managing member of Solari Investment Advisories, LLC. She is a former Assistant Secretary of Housing for the Federal Housing Commissioner under the first Bush administration. She is the president of the Hamilton Securities Group Investment Bank and financial software developer and a Wall Street insider. So we are going to get her take on the devaluing dollar, on gold hitting a record high, on what's really going on in Dubai, and how this is going to affect us not only in the United States, but globally. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, I'm fine.
So let's just get right into it. We're seeing record numbers for gold today. The dollar continues to decline, and we're talking bailouts in Dubai. What does this all mean for us here at home?
Well, what it means is our expenses are going to rise and our income is going to fall. It's that simple. And we're going through a structural change economically as a society. We have, for the last 15 to 20 years, moved abroad many of the high-paying manufacturing and other jobs and done it in a way that significantly weakened the unions and anything that would protect the value of labor. So we're watching a fundamental shift between the value of labor and the value of capital worldwide, and it's an integral part of the way that globalization is being achieved. And so we're just the round with Dubai is sort of the latest sort of crisis du jour related to what happens when you print lots and lots of financial paper, whether it's currency or bonds or debt securities, but you don't build up an equivalent amount of real wealth in the real economy. So we're watching a back and forth between all the paper that we've printed and the bubbles that we've engineered globally and the real economy, and the precious metals is really just the real economy saying, hey, wait a minute, we don't want your paper, we're worth a lot more in terms of your paper. And the challenge for many of us is many of us are just holding the paper.
Well, you just discussed briefly how this country has essentially been gutted from making anything. We don't really have an industry that creates and exports anything. In fact, I think our leading export at this point is garbage ideas and promises that really aren't there. I mean, how did this happen? How did we allow ourselves to stop manufacturing any physical materials whatsoever?
Well, in the 1990s, we implemented the GATT Uruguay round and created in 1995 the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which radically changed the rules. You know, it's like any game. When you blow a whistle and change all the rules, the whole game changes. Mm-hmm. And what the World Trade Organization and the GATT round said is we are now free to move capital in and out of any place, and basically shift jobs locally, globally in a way where we can, you know, play labor off against each other around the world. And that's happening at the same time when you're instituting lots of new powerful technology, because a lot of this is made possible by telecommunications and satellite technology and digital technology. You're instituting it where it's possible to radically reduce the number of people you need to do manufacturing. So literally we're seeing new plants come up around the world where everything is done by robotics and computers, and you need very few people, where once you needed 2,000 people to do everything, you need two. So part of this is simply who gets the blessings of new technology, and what we're saying is we're going to take all those blessings and productivity and centralize it into the wealth of the few and pull it out of the well-being of the many.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Catherine Austin Fitz.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in for Alex Jones, who's on assignment in Dallas. We're with Catherine Austin Fitz, and you were talking about really the restructuring of the global economy and the economy here at home. How do you feel the SDR, or Special Drawing Rights Unit, that the IMF is now really issuing fervently, fits into all that? Is this the global currency that they plan to replace the dollar with? Because there's all this talk that the dollar can no longer be the world reserve currency, and it would seem that although this hasn't taken a physical form yet, that may be the next step.
Well, there are a couple things happening at once, Jason. The first is there is tremendous tension between the financial, really speculative economy and the real economy. And if you look at the countries and the organizations trying to implement trade around the world, it's very painful to be trying to you know, move bananas from here to there when the currency or securities you're operating with to manage a real business have become really a tool of financial speculation and economic warfare. So we see tremendous demands by countries that are focused on real export and real trade, trying to find a way to transact and manage reserves in a way that's good for their real economy and get away from the financial speculation. Mm-hmm. So there's a demand for a global currency that's outside the global speculation system. That's one. Number two, there's no doubt there's a desire also to get off the dollar because the dollar's in a long-term decline. And what the dollar has become is, in one sense, is a form of global taxation through the balance sheets. So countries around the world buy dollars. They go down in value. And literally, it's a taxation system. So there's a real desire for something, one, that's global, that's two, that's outside of the speculation, and three, is not going down in value. And that's part of what you're seeing with the SDRs and the movement to a global currency. You know, but the other thing, what we're seeing is we're just seeing a desire for people to have something that's not going down, which is part of what's pushing the price of gold and silver and the precious metals up a lot in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm. So what does the United States look like once the dollar is dumped as the world reserve currency? Is this literally the death of the dollar and we would need some kind of other currency in the United States? Would this trigger even a deeper depression? I know that Obama's talking about a double dip recession, which to me is just a semantical word game to say, hey, things aren't going to get any better. They dare not use the term depression. But if the dollar is taken away as the global reserve currency, does it survive? And what happens here in the United States?
Well, I don't think we're going through a depression or recession. I think we're going through, I call it a financial coup d'etat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're watching is a fundamental reengineering of how the world is governed, and it's intentional and it's planned. Now, it happens in organic ways. It's not, you know, it's not as though it's perfectly scripted.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going through a fundamental change, and the decision to basically reduce the middle class to a much more, you know, to a much lower income with much less political power lifestyle was an intentional decision made in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what has happened is you have one or two generations in the United States that built up huge wealth over their lifetime, and what we saw was that wealth transferred out of the economy and abroad during the 90s, sort of hidden behind the bubble. But that's an intentional thing, and so when we talk about this in terms of depression and recession, we're talking about business cycles, and that's not really the traditional, we're not watching a traditional business cycle, we're watching a fundamental reengineering of and centralization of economic and political control. And it's very much global and very planned out. Let me give you an example. I was in London in 2002 to give a paper on, it's called The Myth of the Rule of Law, about the sort of how the process of privatization was working here in the United States and how things were, you know, basically criminal enterprises being used to centralize all sorts of ownership and control in real estate into a relatively small group of people. And I gave the paper, and following me there was a former reporter from the Wall Street Journal giving a paper about the sort of economic warfare in Russia during the 90s, and then followed by a wonderful reporter in London who gave one on Eastern Europe. And we were all in a state of shock because we realized it was the same companies, the same banks, same hedge funds, same defense contractors operating as syndicate in all three places. We just didn't, you know, we hadn't seen the game because we thought it was just North America or Russia or Eastern Europe. And what we didn't see was there was a global process going on of buying up and controlling all sorts of land and real estate and enterprises, and was very much part of a process of economic warfare that was going on globally.
Well, when these elitists talk about redistribution of wealth, what they really mean is that their goal is to take the United States and take us from our first world nation status and delve us into this second world nation status as they consolidate power, as they gain more power. And I see this system being implemented with this cap and trade scam and now being exposed in ClimateGate. I mean, that's why they created these carbon markets and carbon prices, I mean, that the EU openly trades, European Union. This is about globalization, and I think that this is the next step in this redistribution of how the global economy works, yes?
Well, let's look at the challenge, you know, whether it's what I'll just call a metaphor for the people running the economy globally. So whether you're Mr. Global or whether you're, you know, you're your Jason and Catherine and the people listening to this call. The question is, how do we go from being a world of where resources are very much used by the few and not by the many, and a world where we're having incredible sort of damage from growth in population to the environment on the planet? How do we go to a world where we are living in alignment with each other and with the environment? So how do we go from an unhealthy model to a much more healthy model? And here's the challenge. The question is, how do you incentivize people to do what's good for the environment and do what's much more equitable in terms of sharing of resources? And there are positive systems you can use to do that. Jason, the the Solari model says, okay, why don't we finance communities with equity, and then people can make money and get financial wealth from reducing consumption. Because the notion that we need consumption to grow to get the stock market to go up is absurd. That's the corporate model. But in fact, if you finance places with equity, there's enormous financial incentives for all of us to dramatically reduce our consumption in a way that aligns us, you know, and our finances with the environment. Cap and trade is a very different kind of system. It's a taxation system. And it says, you know, you can't trust people to do the right thing. So rather than and incentivize them with positive, what we're going to do is we're just going to make it very painful and expensive for them to not lower their footprint. But we're going to do it in a way that, one, gives us central control, and two, where we can game the system. So I've always said, if you think, you know, that the cap and trade would make derivatives look like it was something that Mother Teresa came up with. Because what you're seeing in cap and trade is the worst polluters on the in the planet being given a get out of jail free card in exchange for making it much more expensive for the least polluting people. So for example, Democracy Now! Just had a great description about a month ago of General Motors purchasing of carbon credits in Brazil, and basically, you know, General Motors is free to pollute because the folks in Brazil can no longer hunt or do all sorts of things with land that they've been using for generations. So you literally have a system that allows the most polluting to continue to pollute and get a get-out-of-jail-free card by making life miserable for the people who have the lowest footprint.
And exactly, even though they're going to buy these carbon credits, those fees, those costs will then be implemented on the lower class by what they cost. They'll just increase their price. And in fact, now you're seeing around gas stations that if cap and trade is passed, yes, gas will go up 75 cents or a dollar. And then the left cover is, oh, you must work for the oil industry. That's why you're against cap and trade. That's why you're against the carbon tax. Yet these headlines I have next to me, out of Bloomberg, Shell calls for global expansion of cap and trade CO2 programs. And then we have an Exxon executive calling for the same things. These are the people that are actually behind this carbon tax system.
Well, let's talk about what we need. The first thing that we need, whether it's, you know, if you're the American people or you're in Latin America or any continent around the world, what we all need is transparency about what's going on. What ClimateGate shows is that the quote-unquote science around the need to have any kind of system is bogus. And, you know, it's very hard for most people to believe that the concept of global warming could get this far, and we have this kind of sort of bogus science going on. And so the first thing that's needed, Jason, is transparency about where is climate change coming from, why, and what are the things that we can do. You know, what does the human race control that we can change that can improve our circumstances for whatever reason? And I think that, you know, I'm someone who spends a huge amount of time trying to understand what's happening and why, and I still feel absolutely no confidence that I know why or can explain, you know, why climate change is happening, because I think there's so much disinformation, and it's a perfect example of how disinformation is used to bring about bad policy and control, when what we need is a real honest conversation about what's going to happen and what can we do.
Well, the bottom line is, if the data said what they said it showed, they wouldn't have destroyed it, and they would have allowed it to be peer-reviewed unless Except for, you know, they did, and they had it fall into the dark abyss. It's the Alex Jones Show, back after this.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly
still. She's called the current economic situation a financial coup d'etat. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, sitting in. I want to move on to what's going on in Copenhagen in just, I think it's 6 or 7 days it begins, this Copenhagen Treaty, where one of the quote-unquote three pillars is global government, and the term taxation and tax appears over a dozen times. They're trying to get this cap and trade scheme global. I mean, all the way around so that we sign on to a treaty. And, of course, the United States is the quote-unquote worst polluter, so we're going to be hit the hardest. What do you see coming out of this climate treaty, this meeting?
I don't know what's going to come out of Copenhagen because I think there's a real effort going on behind the scenes to make sure that the United States doesn't commit or commits as little as possible. And we don't know how it's going to play out. The question behind all of this is really goes back to, are we going to have a democracy or are we going to have be part of a system where invisible forces control top-down through these unbelievably complex systems, a lot of which are being engineered by using the environmental issues and the environmental sort of community. I think in many respects they're unknowing about it. But, you know, it's I don't know what's going to come out, Jason. I think we just have to wait to see. But it's part of a long-term trend to try and engineer top-down control in a way that literally takes any kind of accountability out of the hands of the people who live in a place. So if you live in a county in the United States, and the United States breaks down to just about 3,100 counties, who's in control in that county? Is it the World Trade Organization? Is it rules set in a place like Copenhagen? Is it the federal government, or is it your local sheriff and town council? And that's where the rubber's going to meet the road. If you're a farmer, do you own and control the water on your property, or is does somebody in at the World Trade Organization determine what happens with it?
So where do you see all this going in the United States? What are we going to look like in 6 months, in a year? Is the dollar going to continue to decline? Is gold going to continue to go up? And then how can people really hedge their bets and protect themselves from this really economic takeover to the tune of an admitted over $27 trillion in bailouts?
Well, the first thing you want to do is, I'm not a prophet, so there are many different things that can happen. There are many different scenarios that can play out. But the one thing we do know is that there's certain long-term trends, and what you want to do is make sure you align yourself with a long-term trend. So the first long-term trend is we're having a shift of resources out of financial assets and what I call sort of bubble economics and into real things. And what that means is the average person, the average household needs to demonetize. So, for example, I once had a friend who was constantly complaining about how the yields in her stock market portfolio were falling and her water bill was going up. And I said, well, you know, this is really easy. Why don't you just sell some stock and build a well? And so that's a perfect example where we put our money into corporate securities, and then we get a yield on our corporate securities, and then we go into the market and buy from those same corporations the goods and services that we need. So we've been intermediated, and demonetization is really about saying, okay, where can I start investing my time and my resources so that I permanently lower my overhead because it makes sense to, you know, to go back to the way my grandparents or great-grandparents did it. The economics are changing because we're in a bull market for tangibles. So, for example, the more I can reduce my dependency in terms of my energy, my food, on unreliable players. You want to get unreliable players out of your life. So, one of the questions I always ask people is, who's your farmer? Who's your banker? Where's your money? With genetically modified food, there's a reason we all want to start getting to know our farmers again and finding ways of, you know, maybe investing in farmland mm-hmm. that help make sure you have a wonderful supply of food. So demonetization about that. The second thing is, where are you putting your money and how does that relate to making sure you're advantaged? I always give the example of three women. I was sitting with a group of three women who were very close friends, and I got them talking about how their money worked, and what we discovered is that one had her money in a local bank that was sending their money into their correspondent bank in New York. This was a large New York bank, and they were getting about 4% at the time. on their money. And when we come back, I'll finish the story.
Sounds good. We're with Catherine Austin Fitz. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes sitting in. Go check out all of our films, all of our programs over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. We have Catherine Austin Fitz with us. I'm Jason Vermes sitting in. Before we go back to her, I want to remind people that there are holiday specials up over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get an entire year subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv, get all of our films in the highest of quality for only $39.95. You can get Loose Change Final Cut for only $5. You want to expose the truth about 9/11 to your friends and family members this Christmas? That is the deal. Only $5. Then you can also get Endgame, the 9/11 Chronicles, the Obama Deception, the blockbuster that has really brought the administration to its knees, and the latest and greatest, Fall of the Republic, along with a free t-shirt for only $44.95. Go check them out over at InfoWars.com. Now, we left off with you, Catherine, talking about how you should really know your farmer, and then you were getting into how you should really
know your
banker. Yes, absolutely.
So these three women were sitting around, all good friends. One had her money in a local bank that was shipping its money to the correspondent, large New York bank. She was getting about 4% on her money at the time. Yields were much higher. The second woman had her 401k, IRA, both 401k and IRA, and she had her money in the stock of the same New York bank. And their third friend, and remember, I'm getting them talking about their money. It turns out their third friend was borrowing on her credit card. She started a business using her credit card, and right after that, it was a credit card of the same New York bank. The bank jacked the rate up to 23%. So the first two women are making about 5% and providing their capital, their life savings, to this bank, and one of their best friends is borrowing it back at 23%. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Why do we need a bank thousands of miles away or over 1,000 miles away to get in between three friends in a way that's raking off huge and hideous profits? Well, that's an opportunity. And, in fact, there was one website that got started, Prosper.com, which was allowing or set up to help people loan directly to each other. And, of course, you know, the boys shut it down. So another question is, where is the opportunity to not be intermediated by the big institutions and find ways of making more money and keeping the cash flow in either our networks or our neighborhood? Let's say we did everything, Jason, we could. We demonetized, we bought our generator, we started loaning to our, let's say we did everything we could do, just ourselves and our networks. Then the question comes down to, okay, now how do we start taking political action? And in addition to who's your farmer and who's your banker, a very important question in the 2010 election is going to be, who's your sheriff? Because, in fact, if you look at the legal construct upon which the republic was founded, the most powerful person in your county is not the president of the United States and is not even your governor. It's the sheriff. And literally, the federal government cannot do anything outside or against the Constitution. If your sheriff says no, you may not. They're the ultimate word within that jurisdiction. And we're going to have Richard Mack. I don't know if you've ever had Richard Mack on InfoWars, but we're going to have Richard Mack, who's a retired sheriff in Arizona, who's written a lot about this question and, in fact, took the federal government to court, went all the way to the Supreme Court and won. He's going to be on the Solari Report in January. And so I just cringe when I see people spend money and time on the presidential elections when they're completely ignoring who is their sheriff and their political representation in their own local area, in their
territory. Well, I always tell people that they need to start locally, and if they truly do want to change the system, perhaps it's time for them to run for city council or state senator or even a congressional spot. But, of course, the sheriff is a very, very powerful position and an electable one. So
right.
If you don't like what's going on in your county, it's time for you to run for sheriff.
Well, but the other thing is, the sheriffs can do an awful lot if people will support them. And a lot of the politics comes down to the Fed throws a lot of money. The more dependent we get on federal money and the more the feds control the cash flow locally, the more everybody won't support their sheriff in standing up. And that's why it's got to be battled out in the cash flow. The next place you need to go after who's your sheriff is to look at, okay, let's look at where the governmental money is going. We're paying taxes. And that tax money is going someplace. Is that money circulating into the businesses that create employment and opportunities for us that we are neighbors own? And I just want to use an example of what's been happening. Because if you dig in and you look at the federal, state, and local governmental flows, all resources, not just contracts or expenditures within a place, what you discover is there's enormous opportunity to lower the burden to taxpayers in a way that creates much more income locally for us. And let me give you a perfect example. I live in Tennessee. We have about 20% of the population now on food stamps, huge part of the federal flow-through in the Tennessee state budget. It's over $1 billion now. So 20% of the people on food stamps in a state where we have fabulous farmland, beautiful farmland that's just sitting, not doing anything. It turns out, Jason, that we are outsourcing the data servicing and customer support work on the food stamp contract. In Tennessee, it's true in Florida, other states, too. Are you ready for this? J.P. Morgan Chase in India.
Oh, how lovely.
Now, we have counties in Tennessee where we have 25% unemployment. So the federal and state governments are paying people to not work and paying for their food stamps when they are also paying JPMorgan Chase to do jobs that these people could do.
Well, that's why those arguments never stand up, that, oh, they don't want to take these jobs. No, you're not offering them to people. You're moving them overseas and making it impossible for them to do this work.
Well, in fact, data servicing jobs are wonderful jobs for many people. If you are someone who has responsibilities for caring for children or for elderly parents or both, data servicing jobs can be beamed in, you know, you can beam them out to lots of different sites locally. And they can be done in flexible hours. So you can get very high productivity with flexible hours in sites that are closer to home, even residential. So, in fact, it doesn't make any sense to beam those jobs to India because there is a way to do them here, which is enormously wonderful for a workforce that literally cannot get in a car and commute an hour into Nashville or Knoxville or, you know, Tampa or Orlando, because they have to take care of, and it's certainly much more economic for society to have them care for their family members than to try and institutionalize that. So if you look at the fundamental economics, you'll see again and again, and I saw this, I served as the Assistant Secretary of Housing, and I would often see communities where we were spending $250,000 per unit to construct public housing when $50,000 would buy and rehab a single family home. So we were paying five times per unit of what we needed to. And in fact, in the Clinton administration, I took that example. It was New Orleans where this situation, the fact pattern was just outrageous. I had first seen it in Chicago. I took it to the assistant of the person who ran that program at HUD. And I said, look, if we just re-engineer the money, we could get five homes for the price of one. The person turned bright red and looked at me and said, but how could we generate fees for our friends? So when there's a bubble going on, Jason, everybody's happy to generate fees for our friends. You know, when you turn to people and say your children can't have health care because there's not enough money, it's time to look at 50 years of accumulated fees for our friends and say, you know, maybe we need to re-engineer how things work, because we've had decades of computers and new technology, and yet the overhead costs of fundamental government projects have skyrocketed exponentially, and that's because we are subsidizing a huge infrastructure, the biggest piece of which is these big corporations, because you give a big corporation a government contract and you drive their stock up. So there's real, you know, capital gains on stock market and real estate is the primary source of political contributions. And it starts, though, in your own county saying, okay, let me get control of my local representatives, whether it's my sheriff or town council or state representative, make sure we have excellent people in office, but then let's look at the money and let's look at where we're paying five times for, you know, of what is needed and where we cannot re-engineer the money to get a much better result in terms of expenses down and income up for the people here in a way that reduces the load to taxpayer. And I tell you, those opportunities are absolutely there.
We're going to open up the phone lines for Catherine Austin Fitz in just a moment. But first, I want to get your take on gold being at a record high today. Where is the roof on this thing? Are we going to see it go up above 1,300, 1,400, maybe even hit 1,500? Where do you see gold and precious metals going?
If you go back and you look at the high in 1980 before the current high,
mm-hmm.
and you say, okay, you know, gold traded at 800, even above, but you know, the close was 800. So gold traded at 800 in 1980. If we were going to say, okay, how much was that in inflation-adjusted dollars? Because we've had enormous inflation from 1980 until now, so it's almost mm-hmm. 30 years of inflation. But in current dollars, what was that, 800? Depending on who calculates it and what series they use, do they use a government series or, for example, John William Shadow Stats has redone the government numbers. So do we use the you know, more reliable numbers like John's for the CPI and the inflation? Mm-hmm. What would $800 be in current dollars? You get estimates of anywhere from $2,500 to $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're looking at today with a price of approximately $1,200 is something that is less than 50% of where the high was in 1980. So on an inflation-adjusted basis, Jason, we're nowhere near the high. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the challenge we have with precious metals is that it's a very tiny market relative to the global stock or bond markets. And, I mean, the global bond market is huge, and then you add derivatives. So if a tiny bit of money decides it wants to shift into precious metals, you're talking about enormous pressure to drive the price up. Now, we've seen over the last 15 years real intervention by the central banks and government treasuries to drive and manage the price down as really a way to protect the bond market and sort of the inflated values of global currencies, particularly the dollar. More and more investors are beginning to understand that game. One of the things that had always threatened the market was the overhang of gold that the IMF has said that it was willing to sell. The IMF is beginning, instead of just threatening sales, they have approved sales, but that overhang is going very quickly into central banks, which are snapping it up. And if you say to yourself, look, if central banks and institutional investors and retail investors are going to start to move into this very, very thin market, it doesn't take much incremental change in percentage of market share to drive the price through the roof. So the long-term fundamentals on precious metals are very, very strong, number one. And number two, it is very important to remember that this is an extremely political market and a very, there's an economic war going on in the middle of this market. So we're looking at prices that are extremely volatile. And it's very important to recognize, yes, we have a long-term bull market. My guess is that there is a great distance to go. This has only just begun. But you have to be very careful because in the short term, we're going to get wild swings. And it's important for a retail investor to not do anything in this market where they could get caught by those swings. So before anybody sort of tiptoes into these waters, just make sure you understand what you've got going and be prepared to stick in it for the long haul. Now, when does it end?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that could end all of this is when a new global currency it goes into effect and is really working. And that will diminish the need for using precious metals as sort of a global currency. This reflects not only that need, but the need, the distrust that everybody has in government. So we're really watching a deterioration in the quality of sovereign government credits worldwide. So I think this goes on for a long time. You just want to be really careful because we're talking about something that will price in very volatile ways against your local currency.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Betty in Texas. Betty, what's on your mind?
Catherine, thank you so much for allowing me to speak to you. I'm so thrilled with everything that you say. However, I would like to add in something about the Copenhagen Treaty. Obama still hasn't produced his birth certificate, and he's being sued over that by Phil Berg, I believe. And two, he cannot sit as the head of the Security Council of the United Nations while he's being president of the United States. And so have you heard anything about whether or not Phil Berg has filed an injunction to keep Obama from going and signing the Copenhagen Treaty? And what do you think about it?
I don't know. I'm just ignorant of the status of that lawsuit. Occasionally, I'll read things on the Internet, but I really am not current.
And I don't think that there's anything actually going on in regards to the Copenhagen Treaty due to that. I thank you for the call, Betty. Let's go to Chris in New Mexico. Chris, you're on the line.
Thanks, Jason. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Jason.
No, that was Jason. I'm Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
That's okay. Chris, what do you got for us?
Catherine, nice to hear you in the daytime instead of the middle of the night. would you spend a few minutes talking about one of the alternative currencies? You know, I think that's the only way that we're going to get out of this mess. Something like along the lines of Ithaca Hours or, some of the others that have been established. And I know you know a little bit about that, so maybe can you address that?
Sure. I think there are a number of ways that we can start to transact both locally and in our networks. And the important thing to understand is it needs to be built in a very granular way, which gives energy to the people in the short term within a community. One of the challenges of community currencies is that if you organize them as a sort of new legal structure and make them complicated, they can be very expensive and time-consuming. And I'm a believer in the just-do-it method. And I would look at several things. One is the idea of using your gold and silver coins as just a medium of exchange. If you go to our website at Solari.com, Franklin Sanders of the Money Changer and I have created a little application which we're about to redevelop and roll out a new one in 2010 called the Gold and Silver Payment Calculator, and it allows you to translate back and forth between dollars. You know, let's say you want to pay somebody $100. You can use the calculator to very quickly calculate in silver and gold coins what it would take to pay that amount. So the first thing, I'm going to suggest three things, but the first is just start using your gold and silver coins to transact. Just do it.
Let's talk about those other two things on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlan.tv, and Catherine's website, Solari.com, Solari.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show. He's out on assignment in Dallas. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. If you missed any of the program, remember following the broadcast. The podcast is available at Infowars.com. Three great guests today, Jim O'Neill, Gary Lachman, Catherine Austin Fitz, and of course Alex Jones joined us for the better part of an hour.
Catherine, you were just talking about what currencies you could get into. You said, you know, use your silver and gold coins as currencies, but you had two other points you wanted to make.
Sure, and this is the, you know, how do we start currencies by the just do it method. The second is there's a wonderful association called IRTA. It's the International Association Related to Barter Networks. In your community, it is likely that you already have a barter network set up that could use some support. And there is a great deal that can be done through barter networks, both locally and their network globally. So, you know, you can end up getting your tour package to Scotland for the holidays through your local barter network. So check out the IRTA website and find the local barter network or networks in your place and start to see if there aren't ways you can use it. A lot of times you'll find businesses report as much as a 10% increase in sales that come about by their use of barter. So there's a lot of opportunities, but we need to start just build from the infrastructure that's there. Finally, there's a real opportunity, as Chris said, to explore exchanging or trading or using hours, just using hours among neighbors and friends and businesses, but then going to a more formal system of trading our time and trading hours that makes an awful lot of sense to explore. It starts with really talking to other people in your community, whether it's your neighbor or other small businesses, about how you can help each other save time or lower your expenses. So it really starts with socializing and communication and just exploring the ideas. If you can start to have more reciprocal relationships and connections, then you can move to a system of really trading hours, and there's lots of information on the website. Now, I will say one of the most interesting statistics, Jason, is during the Great Depression, there were over 3,200 local currencies in America.
Do you think there'll be a revival in that?
There are only 3,100 counties.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we're gonna return and be doing this again. And so it absolutely makes sense to spend time, but start with what you know, whether it's your gold and silver coins, barter networks in your community, just getting to know more people in your neighborhood and seeing where you can't trade time. You know, just where I live in a very rural community, so we're always offering to help each other. I'm going into town. What can I pick up for you?
All right. Final caller, Noel in Illinois. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jason. Fable and Muse was unbelievable. And I have a quick question in terms of the ClimateGate scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you guys talked about, there's a newsletter from Earth Government, March 27, 2003, which talks about how we needed a Earth government in terms of like a one world government to help, you know,
I have seen that document, Noel. I have seen that document. I have not discussed it on the program, but that's purely oversight. The only thing about that document is it's not an actual email. It was something that was being emailed to other people as kind of like this precursor, I guess, to the global government they were going to try to get passed in the Copenhagen Treaty. Very pro-one world government, very pro-New World Order. But after all, that is where this all seems to be headed as they are trying to promote a global currency. Catherine Austin Fitz's website is solari.com. That's Solari. If you missed any of the program, we got the podcast coming to you at Infowars.com in just a few moments, and the rebroadcast right after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.